Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Jen, I'm so excited to have you on the show today, Integrative Lyme Solution with Dr. Karlfeldt, and I've really, really fascinated to see what, you know, about your story and how it all began. So tell, where are you at? Where do you live?
I live in Michigan.
Okay. Yeah, there are no ticks out there, right?
Yeah, there are. People have gotten
sick to
their dog.
It's always so funny when doctors say, well, you're in certain areas, say, well, there are no ticks over there.
Stay in Lyme only. They cannot cross the borders outside of Lyme.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So tell me a little bit how it all began.
So I actually didn't know that I had Lyme up until about a year and a half ago, but I thought back to where it started, and I remembered when I was 10 years old, I'm 34 now, I got a bite on my left arm, and my arm swelled from my wrist all the way to my shoulder, and it kept swelling so much it wouldn't stop. And so my dad took me to the ER and they gave me a steroid shot to stop the swelling. And then looking back, I was really slim before that. I was a happy, healthy, super healthy girl. And then that happened in the summer, and that school year, I called in sick from school every single day with a stomach ache. And I had so many different things that would happen. Like, I would feel achy all the time, but then when I would get home, it would appear that I was fine because anxiety made it worse. And just being in the school environment made, you know, the tension was worse. And so I had repeated things that just kept happening over and over again with no explanation. And that's kind of like where I figured out that it started, because I went from doctor to doctor pretty much from the age of 10 until 30, when I just was done with doctors and kind of wrote them off as, you know, as crazy, because I was like, I went from specialist, I had MRIs, I had every kind of scan you can imagine. And they just said, basically, I was fine.
So no false diagnosis, just that you're either fine or it's in your head or...
Well, it was like a different diagnosis every time. So some doctors would say IBS. Some doctors told me I had PCOS, acid reflux, GERD. They just said I had anxiety and tried to prescribe me those. And then when I was an adult, I had a back injury. And so they put me on a lot of things for that. But I remember when I was younger, after that bite, whenever doctors would put me on any kind of antibiotic, I would get so super, super sick. And looking back, that's probably because I was herxing and I didn't know.
Wow.
But I would get so super sick. And I would, so I don't remember a time in my entire life up until I started healing, when I ever went to sleep at an adequate time of the day or time of the evening and woke up and felt well rested. Like, I always woke up feeling like a truck hit me. And I thought, you know, this is just my life, and everybody else must just be stronger than I am. And I must just be, you know, weak and lazy. And I was severely overweight because of everything. And so I just thought, I'm just fat and lazy, and this is just my life.
Wow. Well, yeah, because you were so young when things started happening, you wouldn't really know anything else. You don't know how you're really supposed to feel. So what were your, if you could summarize everything, whether it took, you know, the whole 20 years to get there, what were the majority of your symptoms that you had?
So I dealt with a lot of depression, a lot of hormonal imbalances. I didn't really know that's what it was at the time, that it was hormonal imbalances, but now that's how it was, where I'd have a lot of severe ups and downs. I attempted suicide when I was 20 years old, tried to overdose on pills, and my dad came and found me and rushed me to the ER.
Wow.
I dealt with tons of like inflammation. And then right before I actually found out that it was Lyme I was dealing with, I was losing the use of my legs. Like I would start to walk up the stairs and my legs would just give out. And my husband, when we would go on trips through the airport, he would have to push me in a wheelchair. And after each pregnancy and childbirth, I've had two babies, it got progressively worse. And after my daughter, who's 1.5 now, that's when things just took a huge turn for the worse. And I was actually bedridden. I could only spend about 15 minutes with my family, and it was exhausting just doing that. My husband was bringing me food in bed, and that was just my life. It was terrible.
So a lot of fatigue then. Emotions.
Yeah, and a lot of inflammation.
Inflammation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I mean, here you're kind of a young mother, and I assume that you hadn't been married for that long then when you got this diagnosis and then everything just kind of, you know, spiraling down right at the beginning of what should be your
the
new
best
beginning.
Time
yeah,
of your
best
life.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, that had to have been hard.
And like I told him when we got married, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm sick and I just always have pain. And so I'm never going to be able to do anything adventurous. Are you okay with that? And before I got married to my husband, I was in a different relationship prior that was an abusive relationship. So I was just all messy when we got married. So he was a champ.
Sounds like you have an incredible husband, great supporter.
I do. He's amazing.
Yeah. Cause stepping in, yeah, with a trauma from the prior relationship and then just the trauma of, you know, your body not behaving, not kind of, it's not supporting you. You can't rely on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there right now that feel like I felt like at one time that I wasn't good enough for anybody. I didn't deserve a relationship. Who would want me? Yeah. I was sick. And at this time, I knew I had Lyme. I just couldn't get better. And so what would somebody want with me? And you're a perfect example that we are wanted and we do deserve love and for people to support us. So I just kind of wanted to throw that in there because I think it's important that we do value who we are and what we are and the challenges that we go through. It doesn't define who we are as a person. Might limit, mm-hmm. you know, we can't go skydiving with you or anything like that, but, you know, it at least it gives us our own identity. So that's great.
And that you deserve a great relationship, you know, not just because here I am broken, so I just need, I mean, anyone that just wants me, whether they're abusive or, you know, they're, you know,
right.
I should just be happy to have somebody. You know, you can't have that mindset because you, even though, you know, an individual is dealing with Lyme and dealing with all those challenges, you still deserve the best and you need the best and you shouldn't settle for anything but the best, you know, like you've done.
Like you did. I love it.
He is the best.
Yeah. So you were diagnosed when you were in your when you're 20, is that?
No, I was diagnosed about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It's kind of funny how it came about because I was actually walking through my house and when I felt like that at my worst, every time I walked anywhere, even from the bed to the bathroom, it felt like I was walking through mud. That's how I explain it because it was just so much weight and inflammation that just walking to the bathroom felt overwhelming. But I remember I was walking to the bathroom one day and I pray all the time. And I was just like, man, this can't be my life. And all of a sudden I heard the word Lyme in my spirit. I hadn't looked into Lyme disease. It was never even on my mind, never really looked into it. The only thing I knew was that it was from a tick bite. But I didn't know anything about it. And so I was like, Lyme, what do I need to eat more limes? Like, what do you mean?
What are you telling me, God?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you saying? So then I was like, oh, Lyme. And I started seeing it on my Facebook everywhere. And I didn't say it out loud for the algorithm to pick it up, but I just thought about it. And then all at once it was on my Facebook, people were posting and I was like, well, let me look up the symptoms. And I started looking it up and I was like, this is like my whole life. So I see a chiropractor who also does muscle testing. And I went and I said, hey, could you just test me for Lyme? I've never been tested before. And I'm just curious to see if that's what's going on. And it was an immediate reaction. And he was like, it's very, very strong. And so, yeah, it was crazy how
we thank God for a lot of things, but we really thank him for this. He gave you the word right there. It just took you a minute to figure out if you needed to eat more limes or
I eat more limes too now. So
I am a little freaked out about Facebook though. So you didn't even say it out loud and you just thought it and they still picked it up.
I know. It's that metaverse,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you,
that is a little scary because I know when you talk and say something on the phone and then all of a sudden you had advertisements about so
well, and it was like friends posting about it too, so it wasn't like advertisements, it was like friends talking about it, and I was like, maybe I just didn't like register it until after.
And that
I heard
could
it.
Be because, you know, say you go by a big jacked up black truck and you've never seen one before and now all of a sudden they're everywhere. They've been everywhere. They just didn't register. So maybe that's what it was. Yeah. I don't know. But so, nonetheless, I'm glad you finally got your diagnosis. That was a long journey.
It was 23 years before I found out.
23 years. That's
insane. It was just like somebody put this puzzle piece in my hand as soon as I heard it.
Yeah.
And then I made the mistake of going on a Lyme group to try and see. And it was so depressing. I was like, it was like having a cancer diagnosis. You're like, well, now I'm dead. There's nothing that's going to help me. And so for about 2 weeks, I was depressed and like, this is my life.
Yeah. We all talk about our suffering and that's all we do. There's no solution.
Yeah. There are so many Lyme groups out there and some of them are not good. They're not managed by people, and people can just go on there and have their Debbie Downer day and, you know, just let everybody else know that you can't get fixed unless you're a millionaire. And, you know, those are not the good pages. So I'm a little, you know, what do I want to say? Biased to mine. But yes. I love my Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors because we have such a positive group. And, yes, you're allowed to have that pity party, but we don't let you stay there long. So so there are tons of groups out there, some good and some bad. So I'm sorry that you found that bad one because that certainly wasn't what you needed. You've been miserable for 23 years and then to hear you have a death sentence, you know?
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
So how did the chiropractor know what to do, or did you look for somebody else?
So I originally started treatment with the chiropractor and his daughter. They both worked together. So I worked more with his daughter on the nutrition part, and I started eating super clean. I guess I have to emphasize what that means. I started eating things that either come from the ground or come from an animal, like, you know, processed, things like that. I even tried juicing, which I don't recommend because you hurt so bad if you don't have that foundation of health, which I didn't. I grew up on Hot Pockets and like push pops, not nutrition at all. I didn't know anything about health. And so I worked with them at first, and I was on the lowest dose of what they had. And there was actually a time I had my husband record me because I wanted to remember that moment. And I had gotten so bad from herxing, it felt like somebody was slicing my head open. And I was just screaming in pain for hours. Like writhing in pain, trying every kind of natural pain reducer I had, nothing worked. And I remember thinking, this is it, like, this is all I could have. And so there was actually a night I remember crying out to God because I was on over $400 worth of standard process and energetics and top of the line stuff, like good products, but I was not getting better. And I was like, Lord, this cannot be my life. Like, there's no way that this is all you have for me. And that was when, again, I heard his voice again. And he was like, you have got to stop treating the symptoms in your life and you've got to go to the root. And I was like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't even know what that means. And then I was taken to the scripture that talks about, I think it's in John, it talks about how out of your belly will flow an abundance of living water. And I was like, so your belly. So I started looking into gut health, and I never really had looked into gut health before that. And I was brought to this company that I use now with holistic supplements that deal with healing your gut, your brain, and your vagus nerve. And I've never heard about anything like this before, and how, you know, that's like the foundation basically of your health. And so I did that. And on day three, my brain fog completely lifted. I said it felt like somebody turned the lights on in my brain. And I got up and cleaned my kitchen after being bedridden. I got up and cleaned my kitchen for 6.5 hours, just sobbing in the middle of the night while my family slept. And I was like, if this can do this, what does the rest do? And I went on and bought everything they had. And I was like, I need it all now. And it's been a year since then. So
you got to tell them, because I know there are a lot of amazing companies out there, and obviously there's not a product that is for everybody. But I still want to make sure that the listeners, that they have resources, you know, because obviously the immediate question is, which company is it and what product is it?
So I started with a company called Amare, A-M-A-R-E. It means love, which I find cute.
I do too.
But it's about mental wellness, which I found really interesting too, about dealing with your mental wellness through your gut and like healing your hormones that way. And that was what I learned through them too, was that I started with the fundamentals pack, and that's the gut set. Through this healing process through the years, it's like every couple months I'll learn about a new system in my body and how it works. Like one of the things I found out was I've basically been in fight or flight since I was 3 years old. And so I just now this year learned how to do deep belly breathing to relax my nervous system, and to allow my digestion to work. And it's just simple things like that, like just incorporating good nutrition. I broke up with my microwave. That was a big thing I did. I just went like really hard for a full year. I did, what's the other thing I did? I did a lot of soups. Whenever I would start to feel down, I would do tons of soups with as much nutrients as I could pack in there, like including drumsticks of chicken so that it would infuse the bone broth in there, where I would just cook it low and slow all day. And I began looking at everything I ate that it was either going to heal me or harm me, and that it was going to be medicine instead of just an enjoyment, which is what I used to turn to it for. And so I started looking into like what foods are good for your hormones, and I incorporated those. I looked at what foods cause inflammation, and I avoided everything that caused inflammation, like white refined sugar. I started doing more like honey, maple syrup, coconut sugar. It just went like a complete switch with everything. So I did the infrared sauna a lot too for the cortisol, to release that extra cortisol and inflammation. And it's just been incredible because I finally have my life back. Well, no, I have a life I've never had before.
Going to say you learned a lot on your journey, from eating Hot Pockets and push-ups to not even having a microwave. I mean, I'll admit I do use my not to cook, but to reheat.
We use it for our heating pads. That's it. You know, no food, no water, nothing else goes in there.
No leftovers, even?
No.
Oh.
Leftovers in the toaster.
I have a lot of learning to do.
So much better.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Leftovers what?
In the toaster oven.
Yeah.
Are so much better. They're
much better.
They taste better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love learning new things.
Yeah. So the microwave, it changes the structure of the food. So it becomes like non food.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jenna.
Exactly.
You may have just changed my life.
You're welcome. So, I got rid of a lot of stuff too, though. Like I got rid of fragrance. Pretty much everything that I found that was like an endocrine disruptor for my hormones, I got rid of it. The plastic shower curtain, I got rid of it all.
Yeah.
Environmental toxins.
Tupperwares that
bad.
People use, and obviously cleaners and shampoo and toothpaste and all these things. Yeah. I had one of on my radio show that I do, a gal, her name is Beth Greer, and we go through kind of, so you systematically go through each part of your house to clean up your whole environment within the home to make it clean. And that's crucial. Did you look at EMF as well?
I did a little bit of EMF toward the end. Mm-hmm. And I did incorporate at the very end too some herbal drops that I feel like had played a part, but I couldn't use them before. because they would make me herks, but it's called Core Artemisia blend. So it's got like black walnut and different things like that that are parasitic blends. But the EMF, I probably only did three times. So I don't know,
played a role. Yeah, so meaning kind of cleaning up your house from unwanted EMF and Wi-Fi and those kind of things. Have you looked into that as well?
So we have like a little thing over the Wi-Fi that's supposed to protect from that, but that's really all I've done with that, because that and plastic are my next goals this year of like going hard and getting rid of it all. Plastic is so difficult. I feel like that is one of the most difficult things to do when you don't have a lot of money. I feel like all the other things you can incorporate, just slowly, like the shower curtain thing and things like that, you can incorporate without a lot of money. But the plastic is hard. It's on everything. So that's one of my things.
and you're making a really good point here that, you know, sometimes patients feel like it's an all or nothing thing, and it never is. You know, each improvement that you're making, each step in the right direction is a step towards health, and you should feel good and celebrate each one of those steps, whether they're tiny, big, it doesn't matter. You know, each step needs to be celebrated, and each step is important.
Such a good point, because, you know, as probably even the listeners know, we know it can be very expensive to treat Lyme and or just to get your diagnosis. And so when you're sitting back looking at the whole picture, what's the point? I can't afford this. So, pick one thing to do. I talked to a Lyme lady the other day, and she's only been diagnosed for a few months, and she's been on our page and our Zoom calls. And she messaged me last night. Come to find out, all she's doing is research right now. And I told her, I said, you order a binder pill right now. Take them binder pills. And when I told her that, because she could order a $40 bottle of binder pills, she said, you really just made me feel like I've started my journey. Something as simple as that. So do something, you know, whether it's dry brushing at home or there's always something that you can afford to do. And like you said, I love that you say baby steps, one thing at a time. It's one day closer to being better. So if you can't afford it all at once. If you can't afford it all at once, just do day by day what you can do, and it will eventually all come together.
Yeah, definitely. I did do dry brushing and fascia blasting too. When you brought that up, I was like, oh yeah, I did do that.
What is fascia blasting?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Well, what are we missing out on?
So I feel like I just got flushed thinking of saying this in front of a doctor, because I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. So I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
But I believe that fascia is like part of the connective tissue. And so it holds, like, for me, when I would feel my skin, because I lost 81 pounds too. That was part of this journey in the year.
That's incredible. But
I had, like, I would feel my skin and I would feel these hard bumps underneath. Like, you could just kind of feel them. Like, they're pretty deep in there. So if you can get a thing from Amazon or wherever to actually use for fascia blasting, or you can simply just use your hands and push really hard, especially like right here. And it helps to break that up and also help. She's doing it. It also helps with the lymphatic system. So it helps to like drain the lymphatic system. And so for me with Lyme, I really noticed that I would get tons of puffiness around my face and neck. And I still do. Like, if I feel stressed, I feel like a puffer fish, like my inflammation comes around my neck. And so I do a lot of like pushing in this area around the neck to release that. And then the fascia, especially if you're like in the shower or in the sauna and you just massage it really hard, it can actually release stored tension from years and years and years ago, like emotional tension and everything. I remember I did one actually a couple weeks ago in the sauna for the first time, and I was so weepy for like 2 days. And I was like, what in the world is going on? It was like PMS weepy. And I was like, I don't know what's happening. I shouldn't be feeling like this. And then I was like, fascia in the sauna. And so it released all that stored tension. So, and my arms used to poof out like this. And after one time of doing that, they're like straight down.
That's incredible.
So crazy.
Yeah. You have what's called the carotid, you know, veins. Yeah. So you have the carotid artery, that's a blood supply to, you know, the brain, but But then you have all the lymphatic and the carotid veins, you know, that drains, you know, all the toxins from the brain, from the head. And what a lot of the Lyme bugs do, they kind of line up along the carotid vein and trigger an inflammation along there, so you can't drain that fast. So then you have all this backup of lymphatic, of toxic substances in your brain, which then will cause and actually iron to start to push out of the blood vessels into the brain, triggering more inflammation. You know, so it's kind of a strategic move on the bug's part, you know, to kind of block the drainage from the head. And that's why, you know, that becomes so important. And you can use some different anti-inflammatory creams, you know, along the carotid vein, you know, to help to reduce that inflammation, increase that drainage. Yeah, so yeah, those strategies are crucial.
And they're so easy.
And they don't cost anything.
And they don't cost anything. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love that you shared that with us.
And the thing is, I mean, like your friend is that they think, well, I'm dealing with Lyme, it's such a complex disease, and there's so much I need to figure out before I even dare to take first step. You know, you don't need to know everything all at once.
Nope.
You know, just implement as you learn something, implement it. And then, you know, take those tiny steps. So, yes, I'm glad that you told me about, you know, go get the binder. Just start somewhere.
Yeah. You have to start somewhere. And I think detoxing is, you know, I'm well, I feel good. But I'm going to detox for the rest of my life, because whether it's in my house or you step outside, there's so many toxins out there. And I just think people that have Lyme bodies, or, you know, that have had Lyme for a long time, we're more susceptible to just absorbing those toxins and hanging on to them. So I take binder pills every day. I do Biomad. I do my ionic foot bath. Not because I'm sick, because I want to stay healthy. So
preventative medicine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Love it. Well, I mean, that's incredible. And that really speaks volume how much you can do without having to spend a lot, and the impact. Yeah, without, because you weren't taking really many supplements. I mean, you did that kind of foundational pack, and then just lifestyle changes. I mean, that's huge.
That's huge. Very huge.
I was doing a lot of the lifestyle changes before the pack too. Like, that's where I was so frustrated, because I was doing all of those things before. So I was working from the outside. That was frustrating. Working outside. I did, when I cried out to God and I said, you're going to have to heal me or kill me, because I can't live like this. And that was like my desperate moment. And that was when it was just like, you've got to start from the inside out. And that's where it's just like a domino effect when you do, because then all the stuff you're doing begins to show fruit. But if you deal with the outside in, it's overwhelming trying to, you know, it's like trying to dig yourself out of a hole and it keeps caving in. It feels like that all the time. And so it was really huge for me to have that like glimmer of hope to go one day after the next. And it definitely was a journey. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say that it was super easy. I was addicted to sugar. I turned to food for comfort. I had all these things, but I really talk about how healing is a mental health battle. Like, it really is about like healing your mindsets for things. And through this journey, I used to hate my body before. And through this journey, I've come to understand how our bodies were made and designed and how they work. And it's so beautiful to me that my body that was in fight or flight, I was so mad at it for not losing weight, but it was literally puffing me up to protect me, because I was always afraid. And I didn't know that it had all these things going on that it was trying to fight. Meanwhile, I'm hating it more, feeding it Hot Pockets. Right. And so when I came to the point of understanding, like, literally you can rewire how you feel about food by just communicating with yourself when you're eating it. You can rewire all that programming that happened from commercials that told you this tastes good. And so I would sit down and I would eat broccoli and I would say, Jenna, this food is designed to heal you. And I would have a craving for like McDonald's. And I would say, Jenna, that food is designed to harm you. And I would just tell myself that, instead of thinking about the weight or even how I felt, I would just communicate that with myself. And now I don't have any cravings like that. I crave, like, when I have a fight with somebody or something emotional happens, I tell my husband, I need to go home and eat a salad. Like, right now, I need a giant salad with everything on it. Like,
that's,
I want
awesome
beef and artichoke and everything. So
it.
Crazy.
Yeah, but it's because you reprogrammed. I mean, you connected the food with, you know, the effect, and by yeah. and so your body listens to what you say. I mean, it's there to obey you. So
yeah.
the conversations that you have, you know, with your body, it's going to follow. So it's you know, so here you've kind of reprogrammed the body that, you know, when I need help, this is what I got to get, you know.
Yeah.
Huge salad, good food.
Yeah.
Artichoke.
I love it. So
I laugh at myself now though, because it's funny, because I was never that girl. I was the one that people would eat salads and I'm like, come on, don't you want pizza? Like, that was me.
Yeah,
and now I'm like, let's go home and make a sushi bowl. Come on.
Yeah. We're not bunnies. You know, we're human beings. We eat pizza.
So these incredible natural vitamins and stuff that played a huge role in you getting better. I know that you help others get those. So we are going to post your website on the podcast so that they're able to reach out for you for any information that they need.
Yeah. And they can also find me on Facebook too. Anybody that messages me there, I'm open to communicating with them about all of the things I used and did. So I'm open about everything on there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. What a resource. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for sharing your journey. And you look fantastic and sound fantastic. And it was a long road, but I think it was well worth it from all the things you learned. Yep.
Yeah. That's incredible. I mean, and are any symptoms that you're dealing with now, or would you say that I am just good?
Well, I actually went back to the chiropractor and got a clean diagnosis that I no longer have Lyme, but I'm not, you know, there's not a lot of research that says whether it goes into remission or whether it's just gone. But that's the first time I ever got the clean diagnosis from him. And before I got the diagnosis, probably about 3 weeks ago, I started walking through the house and I was like, I just feel different. I couldn't explain it. Like, I felt like I had this weight lifted, because I've done a lot of detoxing and things like that. And so when you go through detoxing, there's slopes where you feel, you know, that deeper level of healing where it's kind of like a crappy day and you have to pick yourself up and go on again. But for 3 straight weeks, I didn't feel any of those slopes. I just felt steady. I felt amazing. I truly was telling my husband I felt like Superwoman, because I was balancing kids and a business and I was not overwhelmed. I was not frustrated. I was like, this is how people feel all the time. And I was just in shock. I was like, you guys could have done so much more with your lives, like, because I can do so much now. So I appreciate it. But the only thing I would say, I still have a little bit of lingering inflammation in my lower back. But a lot of that, I think, has to do with my pelvic floor from having 2 kids. So I'm now like able to start doing stretches to heal from that. Because I had a lot of problems with my hips always going out from the Lyme. Like, my hips would just completely pop out of socket right after an adjustment. And so I think that's the only thing I still have, but I don't know that it's Lyme connected anymore. I think it's more just the pelvic floor needs strengthening and help.
Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing. There are other things. Yeah. 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 There are
things other than Lyme exist.
Yeah, exactly. There are other things. Well,
are you sure?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's COVID. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny, because as soon as I got my clean diagnosis, I got this like bronchitis thing, and I was like, seriously?
Yeah, exactly. Give me a break.
I was like, I just got over this. Come on. Yeah. 23 years. Give me a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Don't I deserve a day?
Yeah. Well, awesome. Your story was very inspiring. I loved how you touched so much on the gut and the nutrition and the mindset, because it really does play such a huge role in healing.
And like the cortisol and vagus nerve, I mean, that's important. I know we haven't discussed much about that, but it's important for people that are listening that is a crucial aspect in healing, regeneration, detoxification, and digestion, and all these type of things. So, that's an important point as well. So thank you so much, Jenna. This was awesome.
You're welcome.
Yes, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Absolutely.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com, and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.